It's known that drugs with names like Ritalin, Adderall, and Dexedrine affect the part of the brain which controls behavior like impulsivity. What's been unclear is whether those stimulants, used in low doses, also target the reward center of the brain. There's increasing evidence they don't, meaning they're less likely to promote addiction. Craig Berridge is a professor of psychology at the UW-Madison.
So I think the clinical evidence is now starting to suggest that at low doses, appropriately prescribed doses, the drugs are in fact probably not addictive, and that's probably not going to be a major concern for their usage.
Studies done by Berridge show that medicine used to treat ADHD zooms in on the prefrontal cortex, a region of the brain associated with attention and decision-making. He says this discovery could lead to other non-stimulant medications with fewer side effects than the drugs currently used.
These drugs can have toxic effects. They target cardiovascular systems. They can produce hypertension when given in the wrong dose. They can suppress growth, even when given in the right dose.
ADHD is a complex disorder that can be difficult to diagnose. The National Institute of Mental Health estimates that 2 million children in the U.S. suffer from attention deficit disorder. Symptoms continue into adulthood anywhere from 30 to 70% of the time. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.